Hello and welcome back to the Affinity Finance podcast. I'm very excited to host today's podcast with my good friend and legal guru, Simon McCrum. Simon qualified as a commercial litigation solicitor in 1990 at Panoni. Simon's role evolved into a marketing and management role, head of various teams, marketing partner, director of business development, and part of the management team at Panoni. In 2007, Simon became managing partner at Derby Solicitors. The firm made a trading loss in 2007, but after going a long way backwards and during the credit crunch, the firm emerged to have its most successful year ever in 2010. And in 2013, it was the country's fastest growing law firm. In 2016, Derby's was acquired by Knights Professional Services, which is now known as Knights PLC. And Simon exited to form McCrum Consulting, a management consultancy for law firms. He now works with law firms around the country and abroad to help them do the things he did right and to avoid the things that he did wrong. He has pulled all of this together into a model which he calls the perfect legal business. Simon helps firms to move towards becoming the perfect legal business, which brings profit-rich and cash-rich growth quickly. Simon has just published his book, The Perfect Legal Business, which I have just finished. I recommend every partner, director, solicitor, in fact, anyone who works within or with a law firm indirectly, if there's one thing you do today, go and order yourself a copy. I'll provide a link in the overview of this podcast. Simon, it's an absolute pleasure to chat with you today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Laura. Delight to be here. Delight to be talking to you as ever.
Thank you very much. So today, Simon, we're going to be discussing the cash impacts that law firms face. So I know that you ran a very large law firm. What would you say was the hardest part?
The hardest part? Now, I can think of two things immediately jumped to mind. So I was the managing partner running a law firm of 6 million turnover. The hardest part were both things that grew, and I didn't address them as well as I might. The first was the sheer amount of stuff going on. It was working at 100, 150 miles an hour. I didn't have the discipline to focus on a set number of things that made the boat go faster. Therefore, things come left, right and centre. You absorb them. They take more of your time. They involve meetings, blah, blah, blah. I should have been far more disciplined in what I did and what I had other people in the business do. And the second thing that is the hardest part of running a law firm, it's probably the hardest part of running any business, but wow, in a law firm, is it significant? And that's cash. We all talk about turnover in the industry. We all, you know, you're judged by where you are on the top 200. The top 200 what? It's the top 200 in terms of turnover. I know firms that are nowhere near the top 200 that are making a fantastic amount of profit. Okay, I know people that are making a massive profit but have got no cash and can never take profit out. It's all about cash, and it's only when things get tight that you really realize it in a law firm. The difference between a law firm and a normal business, I'm guessing, I've never run a normal business, is just how much cash goes out of a law firm every month. The salary bill is completely out of kilter with most other businesses. Then if you want to market, then if you want to have premises and IT for all your, oh my goodness, the amount of cash going out is incredible. And I don't think a lot of law firms are totally conscious of that fact. I have been surprised, shall I say, in some discussions with very senior people in law firms when I've asked them what their break-even position is each month in cash terms, and they didn't have a clue. So there you go, Lauren, that's the two things.
Wow. And would you say then firms still face this today, don't they? We know.
goodness, yeah. I mean, I did my law firms in lockdown survey, and I got really great but frank replies from law firms around the country. And they were very honest with me that you see, when you're in that kind of situation that I've just described, it doesn't take many bad months for the water to really go out of the harbour.
No.
For you to think, oh my goodness. I mean, a terrible calculation I once did was, if no more money comes in today, how long would we survive? And that's frightening. It isn't long in a law firm. It isn't many months because of the huge salaries, basically, that are going out. And then, you know, along comes October and professional indemnity renewal, along come the quarter rent days, etc., etc. It's a really shocking, it's a shocking blind spot for a lot of law firms. Yes.
Brilliant. So, Simon, in your book, The Perfect Legal Business, you talk a lot about cash and profit. Now, are cash and profit the same things in a law firm?
Oh, they are horrendously different things. If I set up a little stall on the side of the road and sold tins of Coke, pretty much cash and profit are the same thing. I hand over, I buy at, I don't know, 10p, I sell at 20p, and I get the cash as soon as I hand the money over. It's all very local and nearby and immediate. I reckon if you line 100 lawyers up and say, what's the difference between cash and profit in your firm? Not many would know the answer. I've spelt it out in my book for those that don't know. But in a nutshell, you can be very, very profitable in a law firm. Mm-hmm. All you've got to, it's quite easy. All you've got to do, well, actually, it's easier than I was just thinking. All you've got to do is lots of work. Then you're profitable.
Yeah.
because you don't have to bill any of it. Lauren, believe it or not, you can be profitable without doing a single bill in law. Now, that's a staggering factor. And the reason is because your work in progress goes up.
Of course.
On day 365, as compared to day one of a financial year, your WIP has gone up by X hundred thousand pounds. That is profit in a law firm. You haven't built anything. But let's say you did bill something as soon as you bill. That goes to profit. Goes towards your revenue, which goes to your profit. But the WIP hasn't, the WIP that I've talked about hasn't been billed. The bills that I've just talked about haven't been paid, and you're profitable. Where's the cash? The cash hasn't figured yet in this little story I'm telling. Cash is complete. You can be profitable. So you can be so profitable that you're running around drinking champagne, and the following day you can run out of cash, because, as I said earlier in this podcast, cash is going out all the time. And you have to bear in mind that most law firms are owner managed businesses. And when I talk about law firms being owner managed businesses who don't have unlimited reserves of cash, they need to recognize the world has changed. They need to recognize that when they've put cash out there, their cash, it no longer has to stay out there. There are opportunities. Affinity is one of them. And we've worked together, as you know, and done great things for law firms. They have to explore new ways of releasing the cash that is tied up, because if they don't, they won't be able to grow. And I think you need to grow in the law firm. So there aren't any, I think you would call them sacred cows anymore. They need to be able to broach with clients the fact that this is no longer a one-way street. The client is got to be involved in these cases financially, even in no-win, no-fee cases. There's a finite amount of cash. And they have all, over the years, we've all been very handy, haven't we, for clients funding disbursements. I mean, you know, you'll have seen what I've seen, firms that fund £1 million of disbursements. I mean, crackers, that is crackers. That's £1 million of working capital. You know, so, you know, organizations like yours, Lauren, this is your day, because firms are realizing you cannot run a business like that.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Cash is so different to profit.
No, we see it all the time, Simon, and that's exactly what we're here for, you know, to help those firms. And it's important that, you know, to free up that cash. So I know you talk about the importance of cash, and why is it so important in any law firm? And is it worse in a growing law firm, would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's horrendous in any law firm, because it's an owner managed business with a limited bucket of cash, and a couple of bad months on cash terms. You might have great months billing terms, but that's completely different. A couple of great months on billing terms just means to me that quite shortly there's going to be some big VAT due to go out. And if your bills haven't been paid, then not only have you paid all the salaries, you've got to find the VAT as well. You know, it's all about getting paid quickly. But that's in a stable, you know, a kind of plateauing law firm. Now let's look at what happens in a growing law firm. A growing law firm typically will grow by bringing in more lawyers. Well, they insist on being paid from day one, don't they? So that's more cash going out. That's more bills being done. That's more VAT being due. That's more disbursements being incurred. It's more computers. It's more desks. So your cash is going out in a growing law firm quicker and quicker and quicker. And I know I've seen situations where a law firm has recruited a team, let's say, where the team have billed, within 3 months, it's going, you know, the firm's celebrating, it's going great. They've billed, you know, let's say 100,000 quid after only 3 months. Goodness me. Yeah, but we're now 6 months in and those bills haven't been paid yet. Okay, no wonder the client followed them. They've got, you know, 90 days credit or something. So let's actually have a look at what that team has done for your firm. They've come in on day one. They've taken 3 months' salary. They've got new desks, computers, phones, parking, pensions, you name it. And now they've done 100 grand of billing and you're going to have to pay 20 grand of VAT in a couple of weeks. I don't call that a success. So a growing team is when things really start to make you sweat. Unless you've got your cash behaviours right.
And do you think then law firms and, let's say, lawyers in them, do you think they are as obsessed about cash as they should be?
Not at all. Not at all. This, you know, yeah, we all talk about get this bill paid, get that bill paid. But by and large, the legal industry in the UK, I don't know about abroad, but in the UK, celebrates, quote, big billers. Billers still rule the roost. Big billers still get promoted. In some firms, big billers can still behave like they want because they're big billers. When you look under the bonnet of the big billers, you can often see an absolute car crash of a situation. They're big billers and everyone's kind of distracted by that. But how many of those bills have they actually paid, have actually been paid? And another thing you can look at is, yeah, big bills, you build, let's say, 100 grand. But actually, we've had a look at under the bonnet again, and that involved 200 grand's worth of work. So there's a lot more to it than big billing. So I think firms don't look at the profitability of a case, of a lawyer, of a team enough, and they don't look at cash enough. Instead, they are bamboozled by the great god of billing.
Very interesting. And I know, so you see these cash impacts on law firms day in, day out. Where can law firms improve their cash behaviours, do you think?
Well, as a start, they all need to articulate this thought. It is not a lawyer's job to do law. It is not a lawyer's job to do law and raise a bill for it. It is a lawyer's job to bring cash for the law that they have delivered, to bring cash into the business. And if they're not doing that, they're not doing the job the business needs. The business is the boss here. The boss doesn't like bills. The boss thinks, oh heavens, that's a bill being done. That means I've got to find 20% shortly to pay the VAT man. The business doesn't like bills, and everyone needs to buy into this. A bill is a problem until it's paid. So that's the first cash behavior. Bring cash as the raison d'etre of being there. Secondly, all too often, if we're talking about another cash behavior, the mentality of the lawyers is they do a bill and then it's someone else's problem. They can get on with another case, or they can, you know, do more bills or whatever they want, but it's credit control's problem to bring in the cash. I say that it isn't credit control's problem. It's your problem as the fee earner. You're the fee earner. You're not the VAT payer. It's up to the lawyers. The lawyers personally have to change their behavior to see that my job is to generate cash, not send bills out. Okay. And then the management needs to reward those that do it and address those that don't. So the rewards need to be around cash generation rather than bill production. Bill production is the way to kill a firm.
So there's a lot for our law firms and lawyers out there to learn, Simon.
There is. And can I tell you, when I set about, Lauren, writing my book, I was very much wearing the hat of I am the business. What does the business need? And the business needs this cash-centric behavior. If you start looking at businesses that aren't law firms, they're utterly obsessed with one thing: cash. But why wouldn't you be? It's a business. Whereas we're not obsessed with it, and actually we should be, because the numbers we're talking about in the law are far bigger than most owner-managed businesses. You know, a lot of owner-managed businesses couldn't dream of getting the overdrafts that law firms have enjoyed over the decades.
No, of course.
Now, but what's happening now, of course, is we as a sector are just being seen like other sectors are now, because plenty of law firms have hit troubles over the years. So we can't rely on the old lackadaisical easy come, easy go bank behaviours. We have to use our own cash. And if all your cash is tied up on VAT or on debtors or on disbursements, so if you aren't using the money that's available from your own clients, because that's your money, and from funders such as yourself,
yeah,
Lauren, then you've got no cash for anything. Mm-hmm. And instead you freeze. And being frozen isn't a great place to be as a lawyer. If debtors is part of your cash behavior, is part of your culture, is acceptable under your roof, then that is money that you could have used to retain and incentivize and reward your talent. Debtors have a hidden impact. It means you can't give the pay rises that your talent wants. And what does your talent then do? It leaves. Why are law firms funding debtors' clients' businesses instead of their own?
That's the question. To finish us up, Simon, I have one final question for you. What three things would you focus on if you ran a law firm today? What advice would you give to our firms out there in sort of three simple key messages to our firms? What would you say they are?
I have three that I totally believe in and that are on the tip of my tongue all the time, Lauren. The first is be different.
Okay.
How can you win new clients if you're not different? Okay. So you need differentiators, the best of which is a guaranteed service level. Okay. That's number one, be different. Number two, use your differentiators to command a good price. If you're delivering a service that's better than average, then don't talk to me about average pricing. You deliver a better service, charge a better price, so which leads to profit. So I would be obsessed with service, which I absolutely was. I would be obsessed with profit, which I absolutely wasn't. So I would make sure every case we took on was profitable because we're of the differentiators. And the third thing is what I've talked about mainly in this talk. If none of that leads to cash quickly, then you are going to end up like I was when you right at the start of this call, when you said, what was the hardest part of running a law firm? The hardest part of running a law firm is running around all day, chasing people to pay bills and manage cash. So I would get the differentiators right. I'd make sure we made a profit on it. That, in that, of course, you need the team structure. So any work that you get gets done. And I would then make sure we got paid quickly. Simple.
Very simple stuff. And thank you for that. And if that isn't advice for all of our firms out there, then I don't know what is. But I'm sure many of our law firms will find your comments and advice today extremely beneficial. But Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure to host this with you. Obviously, you're a very good friend of mine and I've learned a lot. So I'm incredibly grateful to know you professionally and personally. So appreciate all of your advice and thank you very much, Simon.
It was my pleasure and I've enjoyed working with you and Affinity.